EY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. We have a winter storm warning in effect, as we'll have snow heavy at times, steady temperatures lower 30s, daytime snow accumulation of 6 to 10 inches. Tonight, we'll continue with snow mid-teens. We'll see new snow accumulation of less than a half inch. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies, mid-20s. Tomorrow night, cloudy skies, scattered snow showers. We'll see lows around 10 degrees. Right now, it's 30.
Producers, what do you do with your late model equipment your dealer doesn't want to give you anything on trade for or doesn't want to take it in on trade? You call New Frontier Ag, the late model equipment specialists. The guys at New Frontier Ag have years of experience selling newer equipment and know how to get you the best price possible for your equipment. If you have newer late model equipment, New Frontier Ag is your connection to premium prices. New Frontier Ag, 308-340-8989.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The new Joe Biden administration brings hope for a change in trade policy, but Brian Kill of Farmers for Free Trade said doing so will take time.
We certainly are hopeful. We don't want to get everyone's hopes up too high, though. I think it's going to be a process. We don't expect that the Biden administration will come in and instantly lift the tariffs and everything will go back to pre-trade war. But we're hopeful that over 2021 and into 2022, we'll see a gradual thaw of some of these relationships that have got hammered pretty hard.
Now, beyond trade war issues, Kuhl says that Farmers for Free Trade, advocating for a return to the Trans-Pacific Partnership Trade Agreement, now known as the Comprehensive and Progressive Agreement for Trans-Pacific Partnership.
The Trans-Pacific Partnership Trade Agreement that President Obama had negotiated with 11 other Pacific Rim countries. Unfortunately, on President Trump's second day in office, he pulled us out of that trade agreement. The other 11 countries that were part of that trade agreement, they continued on and they've set up their own trade pact without us. So we're going to have to ask them to join it. And it's unclear whether President Biden would want to join on the terms that President Obama had negotiated or whether he'd want to reopen some issues.
Other trade issues include Brexit, with Kuhl saying that should provide some trade opportunity for the U.S. with Great Britain, but trade issues with the European Union remain a hurdle.
The EU, by drawing these lines in the sand on things like the precautionary principle and geographic indicators, they in essence export those standards around the world. So then when we go to try to have a negotiation with another country, if they've already entered into a trade agreement with the EU, they have a standard that they want to adopt, and it makes it very difficult for us. So it's important that we make some changes on these issues.
Other matters include enforcement of issues for dairy with Canada under the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Agreement and reforms to the World Trade Organization while still being a member of the WTO. It's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. With many counties working on phase two of the COVID-19 vaccine distribution, Barton County over the weekend held its first drive-through vaccine clinic for residents in the phase two category at the fairgrounds. And many individuals waited up to 8 hours in their vehicles just to get the COVID-19 vaccine.
We've had two others before this with other vaccines we've received, but this is the first one we've done without appointment. So we've had great turnout today.
That was the county administrator Phil Hathcock on Cake News. Barton County did receive 300 vaccines on Wednesday last week to give to people in phase two, which included individuals 65 years or older. In other news, the Kansas Department of Health and Environment did report 3,241 new COVID-19 cases at the end of last week, the lowest amount of new cases the state has seen since November. KWCH News reports the state also saw 23 new deaths, bringing that total since the pandemic began to 3,598. Mid-America Network News.
Did you know Kansans with disabilities are nearly three times more likely to be victims of a crime? Are you a Kansan with a disability? Are you also a victim of crime? The Disability Crime Victims Unit may be able to provide you with free advocacy or civil legal services to respond to your disability rights needs as a crime victim. It doesn't matter how large or small the crime. It doesn't matter whether you reported this crime to anyone. If you are a person with a disability and a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas to find find out if their Disability Crime Victims Unit can help you. Call toll-free 877-776-1541 or go to drckansas.org. Content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by subgrant number 18-VOCA-55, awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
The state of Nebraska is negotiating a new costlier contract with a troubled Kansas-based foster care contractor that's less than 3 weeks away from running out of money for operations. The Omaha World-Herald reports that the St. Francis Ministries interim CEO William Clark told Nebraska lawmakers on Friday last week that the nonprofit needs another $25 million to cover its costs for the year and roughly $10 million to cover a shortfall for the fiscal year that ended June 30th. Jeanette Smith, the CEO of the Nebraska Department of Health and Human Services, said the state is pursuing the new agreement to maintain continuity. She promised to increase state oversight, saying, quote, "I think we learned a bitter lesson." In other news, at least 89 coronavirus cases have been reported at the Topeka Correctional Facility since January 8th to make the prison the largest current hotspot in the state. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment says that no other school, daycare, long-term care facility, business, sport, or religious gathering has had as many coronavirus cases as the Topeka prison has had in the past 2 weeks. The next largest outbreak in the state were reported at two long-term care facilities that reported 25 cases each. Mid-America Network News.
Whether you've got the family van, your partner's work truck, your teen's car, or the classic convertible you only take for a spin when the weather is nice, insuring them all takes strategic planning. Blue Valley Insurance makes it easy with our multi-vehicle discount and our good student discount. You'll save time with less paperwork and save money with our multi-car discount. See Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville, and let us steer you into more savings.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Monday. A mass vaccination event in Lincoln that helped Nebraska record one of its most productive days in its campaign to distribute shots could serve as a model for future events. Health officials in Lincoln said roughly 2,400 healthcare workers received the vaccine Friday at the event held at the Pinnacle Bank Arena. That helped the state administer 8,701 doses of the vaccine on Friday in what was the second busiest day of the campaign so far. The state has been averaging about 4,500 shots a day over the past 2 weeks as it works to speed up distribution of the vaccine. A major winter storm could blanket a large section of the plains with up to a foot of snow as we start off this week. The National Weather Service issuing winter storm warnings for an area stretching from north central Kansas across southeast Nebraska, then to the northeast as far away as Des Moines, Iowa. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News.
Cake First Alert Weather. We're with you every step of the way. From the science.
Breezy and drizzle changes over by daybreak to some light snow, light sleet. Sleet we can deal with. Freezing rain is problematic.
To the streets.
You figure it continues to snow like this overnight, road conditions are only going to get worse before they get better by tomorrow morning.
We cover every corner of Cakeland. Looking ahead so you're never left behind. Cake First Alert Weather. Always on your side.
You need to stay in the know all day long, and Mid-America Ag Network can help. Hi, this is Craig Mead. Join us online for up-to-the-minute market reports and network promotions and events. Let us help you with an online farming calculator. Plus, check out our weekly recap on Ag News of the Week. And there's a list of our great affiliate stations throughout Kansas. Have some information you'd like to share with us? Send it over at MidAmericaAgNetwork.com. The Mid-America Ag Network, bullish on agriculture.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners met last Monday. The county councilor reminded the board the governor's mask mandate currently ends January 26th. Previous action of the board had Marshall County following the governor's plan. It was recommended the board opt out of that mandate to retain more local control. Commissioners gave direction to prepare a memo to opt out of the governor's mask mandate. Commissioners met with department heads. The Register of Deeds continues to process a number of wind farm documents. The appraiser is processing values and continues search for an employee. Agency on Aging acknowledged a $10,000 contribution from the Helvering and Guy's Weber Trusts and has initiated meal delivery to Home City and Beatty. They will resume out-of-county medical transportation in February. Public Works is continuing haul route designations for the Irish Creek Wind Farm. The county treasurer reminded that the Real ID program goes into effect this October. The sheriff's office remains one employee short, but has an interested party that may be moving here by spring. The county councilor is working toward a tax sale, and the county clerk is interviewing potential hires to replace an upcoming retirement. An update was presented from the Marshall County Partnership for Growth, and an engineer's review of issues at the county health department building were heard. NextEra is seeking permits from the Public Works Office to clear trees for their wind farm project. And a motion was approved to appoint Kurt Scala as Blue Rapids Township Clerk to fill the vacancy of Fritz Blasky. Nemahal County Commissioners meeting last week was mostly routine business and included discussion regarding construction of a senior transit center facility. A four-county task force has been initiated with Marshall, Washington, Clay, and Pottawatomie counties to continue investigation into recent break-ins and thefts, including power tools and firearms. These include lumberyard hardware stores in Marysville, Washington, and Palmer, as well as county transfer stations in Marshall and Washington counties. Anyone with information regarding these thefts is asked to contact authorities. Kansas State High School Activities Association last week approved allowing up to four spectators per participant for school sports and extracurricular activities. This will be subject to local discretion and will take effect January 29th. League representatives will be meeting to discuss a standard policy for member schools. Marysville City Council meeting Monday evening will discuss recommendations as to planning spring events open to the public. COVID numbers have decreased significantly in recent weeks, both locally and region-wide, and mask mandates are being reviewed by many entities. The council will also consider acquisition of two buildings located immediately west of a Lifetime Murals at the Pony Express Plaza on 7th Street downtown. The buildings currently used for storage would be demolished for additional green space at this time. Patricia Patsy Raver, age 78, of Odell, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Tuesday, 10:30, from Our Savior Lutheran Church, Odell. Visitation Sunday, 2 until 8, Monday, 1 until 8. Family will greet friends Sunday, 2 until 4, and Monday, 6 until 8, at the Vance Gertis Funeral Home of Odell, in charge of arrangements for Patsy Raver.
Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like a wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gift that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Selection, value, and service from Cornerstone Monument, Home, Kansas.
Are you done yet? I need to get ready.
Well, maybe you should have gotten up sooner.
You've been in there for an hour. Come on, I need in there.
Does this happen at your home? Would you like to eliminate all the yelling and buy a bigger house? Well, you can by talking with United Bank and Trust about home loans. Go online to www.ubankonline.com or head to your local branch to visit with a loan officer. United Bank and Trust. You bank, we deliver. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Busy weather for this Monday as we have a strong low pressure system making its way across the central southern parts of the United States. On the warm side of the system, we're seeing showers and thunderstorms across parts of the Midwest, southern parts of the United States, and to the north and northwest of the low, we're going to see some scattered snow showers. Some of that snow heavy at times across Nebraska, Kansas, and that snow will continue to push off towards the east as we head through the day tonight, continuing into tomorrow. Some areas could pick up lots of snow as well as some gusty winds across the area. Looks like things will start to settle down as we head towards the end of the week. So across the area, winter storm warning as we'll have snow heavy at times. We'll see steady temperatures, lower 30s, daytime snow accumulation of 6 to 10 inches. Tonight, snow mid-teens, new snow accumulation of less than a half inch. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies, mid-20s. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature late January, 41. Record high in the state, 66. The average low, 18. The record low is 13 below zero. Sunrise this morning, 7:40. Sunset this evening at 5:40.
In Britain, it's a very good thing if Bob's your uncle. We look at the origins of that very strange expression on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, January 25th, the 25th day of the year. Pop singer Alicia Keys has a birthday, and on this day 60 years ago, John F. Kennedy became the first U.S. president to hold a live televised news conference. If you're an Anglophile or just watch a bit of British television, you've surely heard the expression, Bob's your uncle, meaning you're all set or you've got it made. Bob, as it turns out, was Lord Robert Salisbury, who served as prime minister in the late 18th century. He was famous for securing plum positions and advantages for his nephew, who would later become prime minister himself. Robert's lavish nepotism earned him a reputation as the kind of uncle you'd want to have. If Bob was your uncle, you'd have it made in the shade. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Have a question for the old farmer? Ask it online at almanac.com.
Along with the new 2021 Chevy Silverado pickups, the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has a pair of 2021 Chevy Equinox. Pick yours today. They also have a new 2020 Buick Encore Preferred and a 2020 Buick Enclave Premium Edition at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Monday, Chiefs Nation. Super Bowl 55 is set, and it promises to be historic. CBS News correspondent Steve Futterman reports.
It will be the defending champion Kansas City Chiefs. Up against the all-time Super Bowl champion, Tom Brady.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers and Tom Brady are going to Super Bowl 55.
The call on Fox. In his first year with Tampa Bay, Brady led his team to an upset over the Green Bay Packers. Kansas City, meanwhile, controlled most of its game with the Buffalo Bills. Now the Bucs and Chiefs get ready to face off in 2 weeks. The game will take place in Tampa Bay, the first time a team has played a Super Bowl in its home stadium. Steve Futterman, CBS News.
In case you missed it, the reigning champion Chiefs dumped the Bills 38-24 in the AFC title game. Mid-America Network Sports.
Did you know Kansans with disabilities are nearly three times more likely to be victims of a crime? Are you a Kansan with a disability? Are you also a victim of crime? The Disability Crime Victims Unit may be able to provide you with free advocacy or civil legal services to respond to your disability rights needs as a crime victim. It doesn't matter how large or small the crime. It doesn't matter whether you reported this crime to anyone. If you are a person with a disability and a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas to find out if their Disability Crime Victims Unit can help you. Call toll-free 877-776-1541 or go to drckansas.org. Content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by subgrant number 18-VOCA-55, awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
College hardwood action from Saturday. Miles McBride scored 18 points to help number 14 West Virginia beat Kansas State 69-47 in the Mountaineers' first game in 2 weeks because of COVID-19 protocols. The Wildcats got within 8 points in the second half, but that wasn't enough. Again, the final on that one, West Virginia over K-State 69-47. The news was no better for KU on Saturday as Devion Harmon scored 22 points and Oklahoma beat number 9 Kansas 75-68 for its second victory this month over a top 10 opponent. Kansas, which entered the game coming off losses at Oklahoma State and number 2 Baylor, has now lost 3 straight games for the first time since February of 2013. The KU men's squad will be back in action tomorrow evening as they'll take on the TCU Horned Frogs. Tip-off in that matchup, 7 p.m. The Wildcats back in action Wednesday when they'll meet up with Baylor. That game also tips off at 7 p.m. Mid-America Network Sports.
Twin Valley League basketball finals were Saturday. In the girls' division, Frankfort wins the championship, holding on Hanover in overtime. Frankfort 48, Hanover 45. Valley Heights girls win the consolation. Valley Heights 58, Donovan West 46. Wetmore placing fifth, down Clifton Clyde 41-39. Centralia finishes seventh, defeating Washington County 41-33. Onega girls took Blue Valley 57-47, and Lynn won over Troy 56-21. Hanover boys win the Twin Valley League title, defeating Clifton Clyde for the championship. Hanover 67, Clifton Clyde 55. Troy gets a bye in the consolation, finishing third. Frankfort took Donovan West for fifth place, 51-44. Wetmore finishes seventh over Onega, 56-41. Axtell boys took Blue Valley, 48-41. And Washington County took Valley Heights, 65-52. Nemaha Central wins the Thunder Classic at Seneca Saturday, defeating St. Mary's 51-46. Marysville claims the consolation with a 46-30 win over Hutchinson, and Jackson Heights finishes fifth, defeating St. Mary's Academy 39-36. Marysville wrestlers in the Beloit Invitational Saturday. Trimble placed first, Fredrickson second, Smith was third, Schaefer, Gibbs, and Price placed fourth, Wassenberg fifth, Barton and Walton play sixth.
H&R Block has many options to make filing your taxes easy. Our tax pros can help you get your max refund with or without the office visit. Drop in, drop off, or a tax pro can even do your taxes virtually. Send some pics from your phone without leaving home. Just another way, Block has your back.
All tax situations are different. Not everyone gets a refund.
For more information, visit or call your local H&R Block office, 907 Broadway in Marysville and 115 North 6th in Beatrice. If you love high school sports and want a piece of the action, we'd like to hear from you. KNDY remains the sports leader in Northeast Kansas and is seeking a part-time play-by-play announcer for high school basketball and football games. If you have broadcast experience or training, or perhaps served as a public address announcer, and think you have the skills to get started immediately, contact us today. We can be flexible with the right individual, but need your commitment to travel game nights in season as scheduled. Maybe it's not you, but you know someone who may be qualified and interested. Please pass this along. Contact KNDY with your qualifications at KNDY@bluevalley.net.
Move pot-bound cacti and succulents into a slightly larger container without injuring yourself. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Check before transplanting. Cacti and succulents have a small root system compared to their top growth. Moving them into a container much larger than their root system can result in root rot, decline, and even death of your plants. Transplant pot-bound plants into a slightly larger container. This can be a painful process for the gardener. Use tongs to handle the spiny cacti throughout the transplanting process, or make your own by folding paper into a long, thick strip. Wrap this around the spiny portion to make handling the cactus easier on your hands. And remove any wayward spines that end up lodged in your hands with the help of white glue. Cover the spine-infested area on your hands with white glue and allow to dry. Then peel away the glue and most of the spines come along with it. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
He was a wild child, the son of a governor, also a military veteran, artist, writer, lawyer. The list goes on and on. But his interesting early years perhaps set the stage for a career of work that still touches the masses today. His story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Hey, I'm Rodeo Clown J.J. Harrison. Now, if you've ever seen me in the arena, you know I like to have fun and take chances. But I also take safety very seriously because rodeo clowning can be dangerous, but so can farming or ranching. Never assume location of depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start work, always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com. It only takes a minute and it can save your life.
Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Lew Wallace was born in 1827. His mother died when he was just a young child, a fact that impacted the way he grew up.
Lew was a wild child, and he just sort of went off on his own. It was not unusual for Lew as a 6-7-year-old to go through the woods the 30, 35 miles from Covington to Crawfordsville and poke around and then run back. He was a train wreck in the classroom. He is the epitome of the alternative learner.
Larry Paulberg shares the story from Lew Wallace's study and museum in Crawfordsville, Indiana. He says Lew may have misbehaved and learned in a different way, but he was an intelligent kid. His father became governor of the state, which afforded Lew a learning opportunity.
But it also gave him access to places like the state library. And for a child that is curious, the best place in the world is a library. He taught himself how to speak Spanish before he was a teenager. He taught himself music, and he played the violin the rest of his life. And he also taught himself art.
Lew was in the military, in politics, and the arts. He had a knack for finding himself in the middle of life-changing events.
So just a very dynamic person that kind of showed up where something was going to happen, where history was going to take place. Lew sort of would be there, whether by happenstance or on purpose. He took advantage of those situations.
He raised a regiment to fight in the Mexican War when he was just a teenager. When the Civil War broke out, he received a telegram from the governor telling him to come to Indianapolis to prepare for war.
Lew was an attorney by profession. He was trying a case in an adjoining county, and the telegram found him there, and he apparently read it and ran up and threw it on the judge's desk and said, "I've got to go. Indiana needs me. The nation needs me," and he ran out of the room.
But we've yet to tell you how you know this interesting character, Lew Wallace. It's next time as we travel the countryside. In Crawfordsville, Indiana, I'm Andrew McCray.
Going to have a lot of stressed out pups when we return to school and the office. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Start planning now to help your pet get used to a new routine as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Needing some advice on raising poultry, growing flowers, or cooking with veggies from your garden? Living the Country Life magazine has ideas for your home and acreage. Available on newsstands or online at themeredithstore.com under Living the Country Life. Look for Living the Country Life magazine at retailers like Tractor Supply Company, Walmart, and Target, bookstores, and the checkout lane at Safeway, Jewel Osco, Albertsons, or your local grocery store.
As we work to get through these times together, you may not be thinking about blood donation, but blood is needed to save the lives of people who are sick with a range of illnesses. It's easy and safe to give. If you are in good health, please donate. We need heroes now. Visit redcrossblood.org to schedule an appointment.
It's going to be a big change once we return to work and school outside of the home. It'll have a significant impact on our pets, too, because they've gotten used to having us around all day. Or maybe your pet likes alone time and has been suffering with your constant presence. Either way, pets are emotional creatures and thrive on routine. Dr. Reagan McGowan is a senior pet behavior scientist with Purina. She says once you learn your day will go back to pre-COVID normal, start tweaking your pet's routine and onto a predictable schedule.
This means even if you're at home, starting to do those things like get up early and take your dog out and feed them their breakfast as if you would be leaving. And then again, at the end of the day, try to target their dinner time or nighttime walks at the time that you usually would be coming home. And try to carve out some time during the day where you actually do leave your pet by themselves to have some alone time so that they remember what that's like and remember that, you know what, it's okay.
If you adopted a new pet during the pandemic, the only life this animal knows is the COVID life and how you've been interacting with them.
When you're all out of the house back to normal, it'll be completely abnormal for the new four-legged family member.
So it's going to be really important for them to kind of work them up into what the new routine will be. All the tips that I said previously, but in baby steps will be a good idea. And for pets that do show separation anxiety, there's a lot that we can do to sort of channel that energy, creating those safe spaces where they can feel calm, making sure that they have a space that they can call their own where they can be when they're alone.
Also make sure there's something to keep them occupied when they're alone, such as interactive toys and treats. Learn more about caring for pets post-COVID at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
The day of love, Valentine's Day. Whether you're celebrating a spouse, a family member, or a close friend, Valentine's Day can be a wonderful time to give thanks for the people God has put in your life. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. Whether you're starting a new relationship, you're engaged, or you've been married for 20 plus years, there is never a wrong time to discuss your finances as a couple. And if you're unsure where to start, well, the first step is simply to start talking about it. Discuss your goals in life and how you want to achieve them. Then work together to identify both short and long-term money habits that you need to get there. Then figure out the financial tools you need. You might want to consider enlisting a financial professional to help you create a strategy that reflects your faith and your values. Finally, prioritize a time to connect on a frequent basis so you can review your progress together. So what are you waiting for? Open that heart-shaped box of chocolates and get the conversation rolling.
Some new ways to look at the age-old battle between predators and livestock ranchers today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
A good guard dog is a fine way to keep sheep safe from predators. Llamas and donkeys work too, according to John Tomacek, an extension wildlife specialist with Texas A&M University.
So many of these tools, like a light or a noisemaker, coyotes are afraid of them, but it only lasts for so long. In most predators, it's the case. They figure out what it is after a little while, and then it's a non-threat. But the beautiful thing about some of these biologicals, if they work, is they can constantly adapt and constantly provide that negative feedback for that predator that, hey, this is not a spot you want to be. I'm a 30-pound coyote, and that's a 100-pound Pyrenees dog. That math doesn't add up. I'm not going to fight that thing. It looks like a wolf, and evolution tells me I'm going to lose that fight.
It's next to impossible to eliminate sheep losses to predation, but, says Tomacek, studies have shown ways to trim those losses to acceptable levels.
The numbers were essentially drawn down to a point that perhaps that's something that a sheep raiser can live with. You say, look, I'm going to expect a certain amount of loss, whether that's to predation or stillbirths or bad mothering. It happens. And perhaps if we've got things back in limits of what somebody can handle, maybe that's a good thing.
Tomacek was a guest in a recent American Sheep Industry podcast. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
KNDY.
Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Western Canada is concerned the on-again, off-again political drama that's plagued Canada's Keystone XL oil pipeline may be off again. President Biden halted construction of the pipeline just hours into his White House tenure. The Keystone issue has been an irritant that goes back to the Obama-Biden era. Joe Biden had campaigned that one of his first acts would be to cancel the project. Coincidentally, one of former President Trump's first acts in 2017 was to reinstate Keystone. During his congratulatory call to the freshly elected Biden, Canada's Prime Minister Trudeau raised the Keystone pipeline as a top priority.
I've been very, very clear on my support for this project for the past 7 years. The importance of this project from a jobs perspective, also from an energy security perspective. I brought up this issue in my very first conversation with President-elect Biden, and I look forward to speaking with President Biden in the coming days.
The pipeline originates in oil-rich Alberta, projected to run 1,200 miles down to Nebraska and join up with an existing pipeline. Alberta's Premier Jason Kenney says the Keystone project is about jobs on both sides of the border, the United States having a reliable energy partner in Canada, and it's also about improving and solidifying Canada-U.S. relations.
The federal government is the entity best equipped to prevail on Joe Biden. They have a lot of alignment philosophically on many of the parts of their fundamental agenda that transcends just climate policy. Canadian government should be making the point, we are your closest ally. You should be prepared to at least sit down with Canada before you take this action. At the very least, prove to Canadians and especially Albertans that they've tried to affect that negotiation. If they're not successful, we'll all have to take stock about what kind of relationship we're going to have with the Biden administration in the future.
Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
Did you know Kansans with disabilities are nearly three times more likely to be victims of a crime? Are you a Kansan with a disability? Are you also a victim of crime? The Disability Crime Victims Unit may be able to provide you with free advocacy or civil legal services to respond to your disability rights needs as a crime victim. It doesn't matter how large or small the crime. It doesn't matter whether you reported this crime to anyone. If you are a person with a disability and a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas to find out if their Disability Crime Victims Unit can help you. Call toll-free 877-776-1541 or go to drckansas.org. Content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by subgrant number 18-VOCA-55, awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
Hitchpin is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try Hitchpin's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to Hitchpin.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on Hitchpin.com. Hitchpin, your ag marketplace.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The American Farm Bureau released a report yesterday detailing how USDA NAS can improve accuracy and farmer confidence in survey results. Correspondent Michael Clements shares what the recommendations are.
A Farm Bureau working group presented its findings Thursday, suggesting improvements to how USDA NAS can quickly and accurately collect data. With the significant weather events over the last few years, NAS has made large changes to crop estimates, causing wild swings in the market. AFBF economist Shelby Myers says this led to farmers questioning the ability to respond quickly to rapidly changing conditions.
At our 101st annual convention in early 2020, the voting delegates recommended that the AFBF board address directors convene a Farm Bureau-led coalition of our members to review and make suggested improvements to USDA NAS's data collection and reporting methodologies.
Myers says the working group considered input from the entire agriculture industry.
The 10-member farmer working group held monthly meetings and conducted more than a dozen interviews with staff and leadership from government, trade associations, market analysis firms, and land-grant universities. In the end, the working group developed a series of recommendations for the agency that focused on technology improvements and better communication from the agency.
The working group made four recommendations.
The first being increased transparency with the agriculture community, being more forthcoming about how information is collected, reviewed, audited, and reported. The second is to accelerate new and innovative technology adoption so that NAS has access to the best resources, information, data, software, talent, and networks. The third is increased collaboration with Farm Bureau to accomplish our shared goals. And finally, strengthen NAS for U.S. agriculture. If we can implement these recommendations, it will go a long way toward improving the great work already being done by NAS and strengthen the agency's position.
Find the final report on the market intel page at FB.org. Michael Clements, Washington.
That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
John Anke with Third Road Ag Sales features C-Tech Genetics, Polansky Seed, as well as Concept, Agritech Microbials and Fertilizer Supplements and Seed Treatments. They also offer American Net Wrap with $5 from every roll sold, benefiting veterans' charities. Third Road Ag Sales is a family-run ag supplier offering top-of-the-line products and first-class customer service. Call John Anke today at 562-7157 or find them at Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook. Count on Third Road Ag Sales for help growing your profits.
Many pastures are stressed from last year's drought and will have a tough time recovering this spring. Here's what you can do to revive them on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
As
we work to get through these times together. You may not be thinking about blood donation, but blood is needed to save the lives of people who are sick with a range of illnesses. It's easy and safe to give. If you are in good health, please donate. We need heroes now. Visit redcrossblood.org to schedule an appointment.
It was a dry summer and fall last year for many parts of the country, so drought-stricken pastures need some help going into spring. Plant roots are stressed, and if the livestock overgrazed, it's going to take even longer for the pasture to recover. Fertility is a key part of that revival. If you fed hay through the winter, phosphorus and potassium levels in the pasture should be okay, but do a soil test and apply nutrients where necessary. Joe Sellers is a retired extension beef specialist at Iowa State University. He says planting some annuals can give the pasture a forage boost.
We've had cases where people have done a mix of especially some summer annuals to get more production, but maybe you could even get some cooler season annuals like oats and peas or something like that, something you can plant even earlier, and target areas with poor stands or some places where you think you're just not going to get any production. It's not going to be a save-all, but there might be places where you just get some other things that will produce more and get some bump up some forage just by putting an annual in.
This could be a good time to try frost seeding. He recommends broadcasting a few pounds of red clover before March to give it time to work into the soil.
It can be both a combination of freezing and thawing to help get those seedlings to go, or also just cattle hooves getting to go. And obviously you can wait a little longer to interseed with a drill, and that'd probably be a higher percentage success. But we've had pretty good luck, especially with the legumes, to frost seed. I don't think we've had very good luck over the years, though, trying to do much with grass. I mean, because the grass seeds are fluffier, lighter, they're not going to get down to the seeds of soil contact. So probably red clover and trefoil are a couple of ones we've had the best luck with frost seeding.
I'm Jody Henke. Find more resources for managing drought-stressed pastures at agriculture.com.
As you plan your spring planting needs, consider your crop insurance needs. Any changes in your planting rotation or farming operation? Do you need to add a crop? Are your levels of crop insurance adequate? Contact Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency in Marysville today. Let her help you plan for the upcoming season.
Market information, Mid-America Ag Network. Nice double-digit plus signs for corn, soybeans, and Kansas City wheat. March KC wheat up 15 and a half at 628 and three quarters. May's up 15 and a half at 632 and a half. March corn 12 higher at 512 and a half. May corn is up 12 at 515. So a good look for corn and Kansas City wheat. Soybeans, March beans up 35 at 1346 and three quarters. May beans up 34 at 1345 and three quarters. The products are coming along as well. March soybean meal is up 1060 at 432.20. May is up 1060 at 428.50. March bean oil is 99 points higher at 43.26. May is up 92 at 42.47. So a good look for the soy complex. Corn and Kansas City wheat are coming along nicely also. The livestock complex remains mixed. February live cattle down a nickel at 116.67, but April up 72 at 123.27. March feeder cattle up 55 at 144.70. April feeders up 72 at 146.85. So nice to see some positives for cattle. And hogs have done well so far today. February hogs up 37 at 70.30. April hogs up 30 at 76.45. So all in all, a pretty decent look across the livestock complex. March cotton is up 59 points, 82.15. May's up 48 points at 83.14. Crude oil is up. March crude is up 25 cents at 52.52. April crude is up 23 cents at 52.42. Unleaded gas is up a penny at 5.56. Heating oil and natural gas are also tracking higher. In the metals markets, February gold is down 90 cents currently at $1,855.30 an ounce. We're seeing some pressure on silver, but copper is fractionally higher. Market updates, Mid-America Ag Network.
A new year means new savings and the new Kia from Midwest Kia. Start 2021 off right in one of over 200 new Kias in stock at Midwest Kia. Right now, you can drive with 0% APR financing for up to 75 months on select new 2021 Kia models. Plus, get double the dealer discount on every 2021 Kia equipped with all-weather drive. And while they last, get dealer discounts up to $10,000 on remaining new 2020 Kias in stock. Check out the all-new 2021 Kia Sorento, Seltos, K5, and more. A brand new lineup and even more savings to start your new year off right. Only at Midwest Kia and MidwestKia.com.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Offers on select models with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all customers qualify. Limited term financing on Sportage, Cadenza, and K900 through KMF with 1333 1000 finance. Example 2020 K900. Stock number KA573.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Are you seeking the perfect part-time opportunity to earn real money based on your ability and your effort? Do you like meeting people, working with businesses and developing prospects, and charting your course toward success? Would you welcome the chance to set your own hours and work schedule? If you answered yes and you have experience in sales or marketing, we'd like to talk. Radio KNDY is seeking an account representative to call on local retail and service businesses, assist in developing and expanding their marketing plans, and help in growing their business prospects. You absolutely need to be a well-organized self-starter. Relate and communicate well with others. Be creative in developing ideas and strategies, and be efficient and thorough in follow-through. A radio or advertising background is helpful, but we would certainly work with the right individual experienced in sales or marketing. Today's business environment demands that you be flexible, committed, and willing to get the job done. In return, we'll establish contacts and leads with you and allow a commission that rewards your efforts. This is a part-time position to start, but can work into a full-time opportunity if you stay with it. Contact us today with your resume, experience, and qualifications. Email KNDY at bluevalley.net. That's KNDY at bluevalley.net. For additional details, contact station manager Bruce Dierking.
This is Jen Horn with the Public Affairs Program. My guest today is Washington County Superintendent Denise O'Day. Recently, the school board for Washington County approved a bond issue. Why was the bond issue needed?
They actually approved to go ahead with the bond issue. You know, a bond issue has to be voted on by the public, but it is needed because we have had a huge increase in enrollment. I'm in my fifth year here, and I believe the year before I came, our enrollment was 324, and right now we're sitting at 398. We just enrolled three new kids this week, and a lot of that growth is at our elementary school. We don't have an elementary grade level now that is below 30, and we need to be able to split our grade, especially during a pandemic, and we haven't been able to do that. We have two sections of K, two sections of 1, and two sections of 2, but then 3, 4, 5, 6 are all just single classes, and we've got 30-plus in every one of those classes. And the board did give authority to hire teachers, but we didn't really have any place to put them. And so when we first started looking at an addition to our elementary school, we were hoping to be able to do it with a lease purchase agreement, which actually takes money out of capital outlay to help pay for it. But when the final figures came back, it would consume too much of our capital outlay, and that left me feeling uncomfortable because I didn't want to put the district in a pinch where we didn't have the funds to pay for other improvements or other things that were needed. And so at last Wednesday evening's, a week ago Wednesday evening's special board meeting, the board did vote to go ahead and start a bond campaign and then to have a bond issue. They're not sure at this time if they're going to do it at the general election, which is in November, or if they're going to have a special election with just that item on the ballot.
What is proposed that will be built?
It will be 4 elementary classrooms on the south end of the elementary school, plus a restroom for the boys and a restroom for the girls. It's about 5,800 square feet. The classrooms are exactly like the ones we already have. Our elementary is 20 years old, and it was actually built to be built onto in the future. And so we will just extend that one wing to the south, and it's just 4 classrooms and 2 restrooms.
And then there's also the issue of the high school gym roof.
A year or 2 years ago, we had a roof consultant come up and inspect all of our roofs and put together a five-year plan for the district because we were having a lot of issues with our roofs. We could not get them under control. The spring before I came to the district, which would have been the spring of 2016, the area was hit with two hailstorms that were pretty major, and our school buildings got hit pretty hard. Well, unfortunately, if you don't know a lot about roofs, you just take the roofer's remarks that everything's good. Well, when come to find out, when we had a roofing specialist check our roofs out, we shouldn't have been satisfied with how our roofs were fixed in the spring of 2016. And then there were other underlying issues. The high school is a 1965 building and still has the original roof on it. And so there were other issues, but we were spending a lot of money and a lot of time trying to keep our leaks under control. And so after this roof inspection, the company, which is Benchmark Roofing, and they are not a roofing company, they do not put on roofs. All they do is assess roofs. And they put together a five-year plan that is, was either replacement, redo, or just maintenance. And the first phase has been done. We repaired a roof this past summer that cost $230-some thousand. We paid for that out of capital outlay. This year, we just have maintenance in that five-year cycle. Next year, we are scheduled to replace the gym roof over the high school, the 1965 building. That's estimated to cost about $322,000. And so there was talk from the board to roll that cost of the roof into a bond issue. At this time, I can't tell you if that's what they're going to do. That was just an idea they talked about. Obviously, that would increase the cost of the bond, which would increase the number of mill levies that the district would need to pay for it.
So that has yet to be decided.
That has yet to be determined. I mean, we're going to do the roof. We just haven't decided if we're going to roll it into a bond project or if we're going to do it on our own. I know that at the February 8th board meeting, the board's going to talk about this more. But this was just the things that they talked about last Wednesday evening.
And if folks want to provide any input on this?
They're always welcome to call me. Or my number is 785-325-2261. They can reach me by email, which is DODEA@USD108.org. We will be putting together a bond campaign, and so we will be going out to the public and community group asking for their input. So the community will have a chance to respond, yes.
Thank you for joining us today. And again, that is USD 108 Washington County Schools Superintendent Denise O'Day. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
And you're listening to the Public Affairs Program on KNDY.
The Black Squirrel City's brand of classic country, heard through seven decades across Kansas and Nebraska. KNDY Marysville is AM 1570 and FM 94.1.